I'm kind of thinking about how we do this and what we're trying to get to. We are compiling media, multimedia, in collaborative Telegram channels. We have a means of opening a basic export portal to Telegram for people who can't use the Telegram apps directly. We call these Telegram export portals radio zines or Telegram magazines if we think we're being funny. When we export these Telegram portals for people who are not able to use the Telegram apps, we are also grabbing audio and images and possibly videos, though I haven't tried that yet. The audio goes to our archival podcasts that feed the internet radio stream. Because we have a means of opening these portals just by uploading them to a folder on the web, for instance, I think the last one was uploaded to ideaschema.com/Z, the letter Z, slash, it was the date, and I'm not sure what the date was. I think it was the 24th. When I'm working with the radio, I remember things more reliably. And I spend so much time whisting after that feeling described, whisting after my ability to communicate how important that is to me and how lost I am without it. Thank you for building a radio with me. We know that we can open a radio zine portal on the basis of any day or series of days. I believe that the idea schema link I was saying before is ideaschema.com/Z/2019-0424. I think that's it. I don't have the link handy right now, but if you go to ideaschema.com and scroll down a bit, you'll see the latest blog post is a blog post about this Telegram magazine. I apologize that I am referring to this effort in all of these different ways, Telegram magazines, radio zines, and Telegram export portals are the same thing. What is required in order to make one of these, it's a holy trinity. I have church music in my head. I'll be back in a minute. What happens first is that from the Telegram desktop application, we export the channel history of a single day or multiple days, or the whole channel history is also an option. I thought yesterday, and I have not discarded this possibility, but I wonder how it affects our storage space, but I don't think it affects our storage space as much as we think, because all of the messages in Telegram, they're quite small. Okay, not all of them, but a lot of them are quite small. I wonder what would happen if we made a habit of exporting the entire channel history of every channel and putting it on the web. It wouldn't be that hard to do. I could probably do it. But I don't know what that represents in terms of files. And we can't depend on Telegram to always store our files for us, regardless of what some people are using it for. This is an extensive set of efforts, and we don't want to risk losing compiled media to a mistake or a difficulty having to do with Telegram. If we regularly download the whole archive of files so that we have the latest one. I don't know. I don't know if that's really possible to do. It's probably possible, but my brain may not have the pathways to do it right now. So I guess I'll just let that kind of noodle around the edges, and in the meantime, I will focus on a specific day, a specific day, a specific week. One way that we can do it is we can schedule on the calendar and say this day or this week we are live broadcasting. Although many times things in the Telegram channels do not necessarily make it to the radio or make it to a radio zine for this day or these days coming up. We have these topics we're going to talk about, and we know ahead of time that those days are going to be exported to a radio zine. And that represents, for instance, a learning module, a conference, a set of workshops, a means of sharing important community conversations. Okay. Moving towards it anyway. Another thing that I cannot help but think of over and over is that, and I don't think I have the ability to do this, but I did once, and I might again. It would be so neat to take the exported files from Telegram and mod up the HTML page so that instead of a white background, it's got like sketches or doodles along the margins or something. And that's doable. Like, it wouldn't be too hard to make a basic template routine to allow me to accomplish that. I can imagine doing it. I don't think it's accessible to me for a while yet, but I basically have what I would need to do it. And it makes me smile a lot. It feels like relief. In the meantime, one of the things I need to make sure of is when we export, we got to make sure that one of the things that goes out in that export, like for that series of dates, is the image in use as the masthead image for that channel. Because otherwise, that image does not show up as the user icon of the channel on the exported messages.html page. So I'm going to remember that next time. But I think the pattern I executed in order to get this idea schema Telegram magazine on the web, I can do again. Oh, thankful for this breeze. Improved air quality. I think I need to change my expectation of exporting any possible day to exporting specific days so that I am able to prepare for those days ahead of time. So I think it's putting something on the calendar is what I'm doing next. We've been using a dice rolling bot to help us put things on the calendar. That's hilarious. I'll forward the latest. Okay, the super hilarious thing, to whatever extent brain damage is hilarious, which I would be really careful with if I was me or anybody. The words that come out of my mouth. Whatever the hell I just said. Difficulty is in recognizing that the content that we are publishing to Telegram Messenger in public channels like these is always exportable relatively easily. So I'm talking to you. We are in a channel called Intuitive Technologists about all our different personal and collaborative technologies we are developing so that we all have a better chance of surviving. I've been talking to you in this time compartment we call a day, and I've been exploring this and other time compartments with my changed brain that deals with time differently. I just remembered another hilarious thing. Star Trek Discovery, Spock, time as a liquid, familiar to anybody else? I'll just leave this here. It is because time is so different for me that it is so weird and challenging to connect myself with this day or string of days compartment export thing. But I'm doing it, okay? And I would like to call attention to the way that I am using the resources. I am interacting with them, but for periods of time, I'm not aware that I can take better advantage of the resources I already have to solve a problem or be safer. And in the extremity of traumatizing pain and severe circumstance, that is a very common experience that people tend to have a great investment in hiding. Because if you don't hide it, you find out that our culture chooses to judge and punish it. There are metals on the breeze. I smell them. I wonder what they are. Sometimes they're there and sometimes they're not. And sometimes the air is still good even when I smell the metals, and sometimes the air is very bad when I smell the metals. To the extent that we are using resources now that we don't recognize we can use even better, there are solutions that exist to the problems that are brutalizing us that we are going to discover. Okay, that feels good to say. So if I'm going to export this Telegram export portal, if I'm going to export a radio zine, a Telegram magazine, oh dear, those are toilet chemicals that I'm smelling. The next step is to make sure that any images needed, chiefly the masthead image for this Intuitive Technologists public broadcast channel, is included in the days that I plan to be exporting, so that it shows up as the channel icon. The way that I do this is I go to the title, to media, and then I look in the photos and images, and I go to the most recent one that is the masthead image, and I can reproduce it here. I click show in chat and save to gallery. In this case, I post it to Intuitive Public Media, which is the main station for this broadcast channel. Instead of forwarding the message that I create at t.me/intuitivepublicmedia, I copy and reproduce it so that I can edit it later if needed. Because I have added the message URL to it, t.me/intuitivepublicmedia/1301 is where you can find this station ID or channel ID. This allows people to more easily remember the address they can find it at. It allows it to be read more easily on the radio, and it provides much better ease of access, especially to people who are able to use telegram. I am not totally sure, but I believe this also gives us the ability to share a page of links with someone who doesn't have Telegram, because what they see when they navigate to one of these message URLs is a web page with an option to install Telegram at the top that includes the image and links so that they can still access some, if not all, of the content. And that's something. And in any case, the system built for the purpose of helping us amplify our voices collaboratively is working. If you are browsing this Telegram channel with me, Intuitive Technologists, a portal to which you will find at t.me/intuitivepublicmedia/1301, you see this image that I believe is a collaboration between me and Brendan Heidenreich, who took the original photo, I think in New York City, which is a photo of a train station with letters and numbers inside multicolored circles on black signs in a lighter colored but visually augmented, seemingly glowing hallway with a stairwell and a piece of complicated golden art hanging on one of the, I don't know what to call that, it's like a bracing wall on the ceiling. What do you call those things? You see the channel icon that indicates this, even though it is a private channel in Telegram, it is a public broadcast channel for Intuitive Public Radio. It reads Intuitive Technologists, Live Collaborative Tech, Intuitive Public Media, IPR, t.me/intuitivepublicmedia/1301. Subscribe. And the link that takes you directly to that private channel in Telegram, which is our public broadcasting channel for Intuitive Public Radio. And that right there is the channel masthead, which is the channel icon. So if I export today, if I export today's day of messages, I will have a radio zine with all of these audio messages included, and this image with its information sheet text, and all of the channel icons will show up as they are supposed to. This is a really good spontaneous experiment, and it makes my body feel better. Have I mentioned that? Doing this work alleviates my extreme symptoms. Not 100% and not 100% predictably, but wow, a lot of the time. So much so that it would be very foolish for us to overlook this kind of leverage in helping survivors of extremity reach recovery. So I guess now we have a radio zine. It's a radio zine, a Telegram magazine, and an export portal, which is goofy sounding. Sometimes goofy sounding things bring relief to me. I know there are others who have had that experience. I am smiling. So this Anchor FM episode will appear on anchor.fm/intuitivepublicmedia, which is where we discuss such things. I could export it now-ish, or I can make today a day where we know we are going to be exporting today in the Intuitive Technologists public broadcast channel. If I know that that is going to happen today and I am prepared to do the export and upload that export to the web, if I remember how I did the Idea Schema one the other day and I am ready to do this one today, then I can put off those activities and make today's yogas, or at least some of them, for me about noticing any content in the network that I would like to pull into this channel, Intuitive Technologists or Intuitive Public Media, which might confuse me. So I'm gonna stick to this channel. This is my export channel for the day, or something like that, until I export it anyway. So what I'm doing in this channel, in a public way, it's a private channel, but that the link to subscribe to the so-called private channel is being shared everywhere, so it's a public channel. This becomes my compilation process of creating not only an episode for Intuitive Public Radio on whatever platform I choose, whether it's a platform that is mine or a platform that is shared in the community, but also a radio zine, a web-based export, a web-based space, a web-based, very simple magazine where anyone can load a page on the web that has relevant links that they could click on, that has audio files that they can access directly if they would like to respond to something that I or someone else has said on the radio. In the radio zine, they can get access to those messages and respond to them on their own podcast and send us a link, for instance. They can see the images, they can watch any videos we might have included, and they don't need to have a functioning application of Telegram Messenger in order to do it. They need a web browser. That's an improvement. Okay, here's one more very important consideration. If I know I'm ready to export, and I have a picture of how those activities look in my body, which means I'm ready to execute them, which means I'm capable of executing them. If I'm pretty sure that I have made content that can represent an episode, it's pretty important for me to go ahead and export it because I cannot predict what emergencies may interrupt my day on any given day. So I think what I'm going to do is I'm going to start the motions of exporting this channel for today. And I may update the export later and add more, which I think I can do. Or it may be just what it is now. I may add more to it later. Anyone who emails public@intuitive.pub is welcome to contribute public content to any episode. There's never any way to know what will happen the rest of the day. So we have to move on these things sometimes when we realize we may not get the chance later that we were hoping we would get. That seems to be what my body is telling me strongly right now. So I'm going to listen.